also like to recognize Dr. Scott Mumford, Dr. Terry Kirkpatrick, and Michael Emerson. We're going to start off today talking about the economics and nematodes in Arkansas. Excuse the tens and the dots, by the way. The estimated yield loss from nematodes every year is about 5.5% of total production, cotton production. And we've came to the conclusion that there's two important nematodes in Arkansas, and that would be root knot nematode and reniform nematode. And root knot, actually, the estimated yield loss from it is 3.0%, and from reniform, an estimated 2.5%. A little bit on the symptoms that nematodes actually give off. Of course, root knot gives the galls on the root. Nematodes in general cause stunting, corrosion of the plant, abnormal root growth, and in some severe cases, it actually causes the plant to die, stresses it so bad. I want to talk to you a little bit about the pictures on here. Right here is actually a cotton root that is infected with root knot. You can actually see the galling. And then in this picture, the would be half of it is has been treated with tolone, and the other half has not been. And you can actually see that it's more of a sporadic movement across the field. And right here is a reniform picture, just to let y'all know what that looks like. And then you can see it's more of a uniform, continuous look from the reniform. So that's kind of why we picked root knot to do that, to do our study on that, because we were trying to take a site-specific approach. And so with the root knot, you can actually, you know, treat more site-specific than you can if you have reniform, because more than likely you're going to have to treat the whole field. So our study has two objectives. And the first objective, pretty much, we just wanted to, you know, educate the producers that, you know, root knot is out there and it does cause, you know, yield loss on your cotton plants. You know, it causes damage and it does cause yield loss. And then the second thing is that there is precision ag technologies out there that that you can use. And we wanted to demonstrate that, you know, get the farmer in there and show him that, you know, these technologies are out there, and it will help you maybe cut production costs or even not make you use as much chemical. So in 2007, we had three locations. And in this talk, I just want to mainly focus on the start area right here in the Greene County. A little bit on the methods, pretty simple methods. We, at each location, we had strip comparison, and we used the nematicide treatment tolone. We did a 3-gallon rate, and then we did an untreated, and we replicated that three times across the field. And then we used Ag Leader Yield Monitor to gather our yield data. And then all of the spatial maps you'll see in this presentation was created by SST development software. It's actually called SS Toolbox. To begin, this is yield data gathered in strips. And so right now, if before all the technology, you were just able to go out in the field, cut the strip, or harvest the strip, and then you know, dump it into a bowl buggy, and then that's what you'd have to go by. But nowadays, there's actually more technology that you can actually get more specific on where you are yielding less. So you can see there is a difference between each strip. And at the bottom line is the treated and untreated, there was not a very significant difference, about 60 pounds difference. But later on, you'll see that we kind of broke it out where you can see more site-specific problem areas. So this is the technology we used. At pre-plant, we did do take various data. That's to measure the EC in the soil. The next thing we did, we took multispectral imagery throughout the season. We acquired two images. I will not touch on that today in this talk because there was no significant, showing the strips did not show up. And that could be due to a lot of reasons, mainly timing with imagery. You have to get it done at the right time. And so that'll be about all I'll say about that. And then the final thing, we gathered the yield data with the Ag Leader Yield Monitor, which done a great job. Okay, again, we took the Varis data, and this is actually a shallow Varis map, which is measured from the 1 to 12 inches, and you can see that there actually is a lot of sandy soil or sandy areas in this field. So we wanted to kind of break it down and see if there was something else that we could get out of this. And so we looked at the deeper Varis map, and we seen that there was heavier soil underneath. So this is actually what we used to draw our zones off of. And so what happened is this is the complete map, yield map. And so we laid the zones from the Varis rig over it. And you can actually see that the yield kind of follows the soil map. But there's other things that you can't just say, well, it's just the soil, because you can obviously see where the center pivot was, and that has nothing to do related to soil. So this is where we kind of broke it out. We laid the Varis zones over this, and we cut all the yield strips. And so on this side, you can see that statistically, there was no significance in the first one right here, but there was 119 pounds difference. And whenever you cut it on this one, there was 136 pounds difference. So, and it was significant from treated to untreated, and you kind of see going down through there. And but a couple of the other zones didn't do anything, like 3 pounds difference. But this one, the real sandy area that we looked at earlier on the Varis map actually did have a big yield difference, 148 pounds between the treated and untreated areas. So in conclusion, the responses to nematodes or nematicides application was more effective in sandier type soils than in heavier soils. And also, we want to get this out to the farmers, especially the site-specific approach, because it can actually save you money, has the potential to save you money, and to cut back on the chemical use throughout the field. And lastly, to let the farmers know, like, this technology is out there and ready to use, and it can actually help you, help the farmer out. So, and I also want to thank Mr. James Thomas and Wilde Farms and the Vaughn's Farms and Dow AgroSciences. Thank you.